Ah, yes, good evening, hello, and welcome to the Satirical Italian Show. Let me just say by saying that I am extremely embarrassed as to what President Trump did yesterday with the Boy Scouts of America, being a Boy Scout in Britain for most of my childhood. I take extreme offense to what he did. So, with me tonight, we have Green Hood, Pink Hood,
hello.
And Johnny.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Good. So, tonight, we...
Hello. Hello.
Yes, hello. Tonight, we take on...
Hold on. We forgot
what?
Something here. We
what?
Forgot
no.
something. We are a satire
no.
show. So if you're
yeah.
offended by stuff, I highly recommend listening. So this is our little disclaimer to y'all. So
yeah,
we're gonna give you about if you're easily offended, we're giving you about 10 seconds to leave.
Or not.
Or not. All right, let's get going. All right, what were we talking about? So
continue.
Well then.
yeah. Trump's message to Red Hood, as you were saying.
Red Hood, continue.
Yeah. Well, we're up to a fabulous start tonight.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. All right, so anyway, as to what's going on...
Yeah,
give a little the Boy Scouts pretty much a new
poke Red Hood with a stick.
And we someone definitely needs to poke Red Hood
yeah.
with a stick. Where'd he go? He just kinda went poof.
He's here. I just don't know what's going on. I guess maybe he fell into a hole.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea. But,
well,
definitely, anyway.
Happy Wednesday.
Opening.
Happy Wednesday.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Happy Wednesday. Okay, come. We all have to. All
right, well.
I know Red Hood wants to.
Red is missing in action for some reason right now.
Yeah, he is.
So, we put that on hold, and there's
yeah.
an interesting article that I heard you brought up a while ago, and it was about with disabilities, Americans with
yeah.
disabilities, about jobs. You want to enlighten us, please?
There are less than 26% of people with Americans with disabilities don't get a response back from their employers, from potential
okay.
employers, which is a bit disturbing. The fact that
yeah.
today is the 27th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act, and it's not exactly working. Favorite either.
No, it's not.
It's ooh, sorry about that. And having the ADA,
wait up, you know what?
It was meant to help
Hold
us.
On. Here he is.
And
yes.
Oh, great!
There
it was meant. It was meant to help. Exactly.
Slide into the studio there for a second.
It was meant to help us. You know, but we'll get to that
yeah.
in a moment. Also,
had to let Red Hood into the door.
Yes.
He was shouting through the window earlier. That's how you're able to hear him.
Yeah. I was the guy plopped against the window going, "Let me in." Anyway,
it's like, "Let me in."
Exactly, knocking on the knocking on the window pane, you know, knocking on the window pane, and also, you know, frantically going, I'm not going to be in, I'm not going to be in. Anyway, here we see a Red Hood in his natural habitat.
Yes.
Yes.
Well,
and it looks absolutely, you know,
horrifying.
Horrifying to everybody except the person who's doing it. That would be awful. But the reality of it is that, yes, tonight we get to that. And this orange fat cat and his fake jamboree, he basically says, oh, yes, I'm not going to talk politics.
But I am.
But I am. Exactly. But I'm going to talk to...
That sounds like a sorry, not sorry moment.
But, like, as a former Boy Scout and a former Cub Scout, I am very, very embarrassed. Because, really, what are Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts except to be very honest, moral, high-functioning people? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right, Mike?
Right.
I mean,
that's right.
Greenhood?
Yeah.
Sorry? Right, Greenhood?
Yeah, that's right.
Right. Right, Pinkhood?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I guess.
Right, Johnny?
Yeah.
We can all agree around this table. Yes.
Yeah.
So then, but then, last night, I just had it. I mean, what is this idiot doing? If not to destroy America piece by piece, but you know, and then destroy the liberty of the BSA. You know, this morning, the BSA delivered a statement saying that we are not in favor of this. There was more booing and this, and you don't know anything about that. But the fact is that in this, right, in this was my tirade. I mean, to people, you know, who I type to on Twitter and on Facebook and all that, this was my tirade. My tirade. And this... You know, I feel very uncomfortable because I said, how can the BSA do this to themselves? Yet he feels more entertained if it was the entire Senate or the audience and there were a smattering of Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts who then went to use their hunting badges to shoot him. Yes, that's right. But then, after the shooting, the Scouts with their nursing badges would begin triage.
Mm-hmm.
While they were watching, there will be consequences, which is a violent parody of There Will Be Blood, you know, the Daniel Day Lewis film, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then, but with old congressmen blaming themselves for everything. Sound familiar? Right.
Mm-hmm.
But then also the fact that is that the BSAs with media press badges would begin filming the action while all of the den mothers would calmly get into the pickup trucks and promptly drive away. But then the fat cat, right, would begin sounding like Charlie Brown's teacher, womp, 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 womp. Well, that's going on.
That's all we've been hearing
for 6 months. Is womp 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 womp.
Really, really bad thing.
Womp womp. Terrorized. Womp 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 womp.
Tremendously bad.
Womp 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 womp. Transgenders don't exist.
What about the kids coming home and saying, Mommy, Daddy, what is health care? Or, Mommy, Daddy, what is this insurance?
Of course, it should be. But of course, it should be the PAC leaders who will then want to go after the president by saying typical things like, what have you done to this country? Or, while home, totally at themselves at home. Why haven't we done this before? And
yep.
continue bashing the president.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile,
mm-hmm.
Senator or Governor Sessions won't have a clue what hit him.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
of the fact that he's part of his own guild. And then there's the Lost Pop Guild, which is full of Justin Bieber lookalikes.
Right.
I mean...
Right.
Then,
yeah.
And then Stephen Colbert last night was great. Because...
But honestly, bless Stephen Colbert, man.
We bless that man, and we bless John, and we bless all the hierarchies that be.
Wait.
I meant the hierarchies that be into the late night.
Or breast, because it sounded a little bit sketchy.
Bless. That's what I said. Bless.
Bless
all the people that are on late night stand up.
And bless Stephen Colbert's wonderful ice cream.
Yes, the Americone. Mm-hmm. But
so good.
The fact is, to the like, I was a Boy Scout and a Cub Scout, and we had to say the Boy Scout oath. To my honor, I will do my best to do no harm, to do honesty, to do this, to do that. Now, I've remade it for this broadcast. On my honor, I will do my best to look down at old rich pricks who think they know better than me. Also, I will board a yacht. I will board a yacht and destroy all the security for Queen Country. Also, to keep myself...
I got that.
Yes. yes, and also to keep myself with stuffed with queso and nachos and to refer all questions to outside counsel. Yes.
Well, but that being said, welcome to the middle of fucking 2017, everybody.
I know. I mean, can we wish it was...
We're gonna fucking die.
Yeah.
I wonder if we made it this far.
I mean, very much so. But, like, the fact is that if we wanted to take this joke further, we could. We could spend the entire episode on it, but we have other things to get on. Like...
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yes, you do.
How a person with disabilities finds and lands a job.
Or how the ADA is not... It's supposed to be doing a job, but ends up causing people with disabilities to not exactly get the jobs they want, or for people to just place them into situations that are retail, nothing that has to do with their degrees.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then also getting the chance to get
It's like you have an engineering degree and you're flipping burgers at Burger King.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Something's not right here.
Yeah, it's like... Something.
I know, it's our minds. Our minds aren't right.
Yeah. Ooh.
Getting choked up over here.
But yet the...
I'm good.
I mean... The thing is that... It's the 27th... anniversary of the ADA. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with the ADA, it stands for the Americans with Disabilities Act. That's right. The Americans with Disabilities Act. Okay? Which protects people with disabilities. Alright? And not only that, was started in 1990.
Yeah.
It was started today in July of 1990.
Yeah.
But today, right, the fact is that it's a day in celebration.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is that today, the fat cat did something unbelievably stupid, which is the day after he bashed the Boy Scouts, he says, "I support the ADA," just like he tried to support transgender Americans in the army. Mm-hmm. Say what? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, Green Hood, do you have anything to say to that?
Honestly, the fact that he at one point say that he's going to do everything he can to help the LGBTQ community fight all types of old ideologies that go up against them. And but the first thing he does is
ban
all types of transgender people from joining the military, and that just really grinds my gears. Because, okay, you know, you're protecting, and everyone is now enraged about this.
And now everyone's enraged.
About that,
I feel that it doesn't matter if you feel like you're a man in a woman's body or vice versa. It doesn't matter if you have a dick or not. I feel it doesn't matter, you know, disabilities. Everyone should have the right to go serve their country.
Exactly.
It shouldn't be a only certain people.
Mm-hmm.
Only because they're a liability. Like, they'd be too medically expensive. Like, really? That's your excuse? Really?
But, you know, in the fact is that any person with a disability is a liability. It's like, you know, if banks did what they said they were going to do, okay? If everyone did what they said they were going to do, okay? Then the world would be a lot better place.
Yeah.
But in fact, they don't. They don't do the right thing. And when they don't do the right thing, that's when we get screwed. And they don't understand that when we get screwed, pretty much everything else gets screwed up too.
Yep.
You know? And more people in this country, like the ADA was set up.
It's like they can't serve because too much to insure and they're a distraction.
Right.
Like, I really?
Mean, if we really think
I'm
about
I'm not
things,
buying that.
But we can't. No. We can't forget that that President Orange-haired dude. But, that has not even served in the military.
Yet.
Exactly.
So
mm-hmm.
who should be talking?
Exactly.
Yet he has no experience. Yet this morning, you know, Black Hood actually called me, and we were having an argument about this, and it was about...
Wait, hold on. How the fuck did you get cell phone reception from Africa?
I don't know. International plans.
Must have got like fucking Africa.
Is he standing on top of a fucking Campbell trying to get signal?
That actually would be pretty funny.
He must have found one.
Right.
Standing on the very tippy top of an elephant trunk trying to get one fucking bar.
Exactly. You know, and to get one fucking bar, he had to actually say, "Can I please have a thing of chocolate? It'll reach farther." No? Okay. So, you know, but also I think the funny thing about, you know, he and I were arguing and I told him to fuck off because of the fact that I thought that it was banning people from joining the military, not paying for the sex operations. Okay. And then I posed this to him. I said, if they can shred your hair and teach you tactical movements, surely they can pay for a sex change.
Exactly.
You know, What in God's green earth are you doing? You know, and then, and then, you know, he said, well, I don't support him. And I'm going, I know you don't support him. Even we don't support him on the show. Nobody supports him except his base. And he keeps rallying to his base, and his base is eventually going to give out.
They're
going to realize.
Yes, they are.
And when they realize it's not going to be a gas, you know, it's going to be something that is really bad.
Yeah.
Like, really bad. Like, it's already starting to happen. You know, it's almost like the worst of the worst of the worst against people. Like, he's trying to pit people against each other.
Yeah.
You know, within his own administration, with
yeah,
with any, you know, with everything else. And the fact is, you should be like Greenhood said, you should be able to serve your country. It should not be. It should not be what's happening. You know,
it's not be like for a select few, like.
Right. It's for the select few, the few, the brave, the Marines. Okay. If it's the few, the brave, the Marines, why don't they have the autistic Marine set? You know, why aren't they proud of that? You know, what?
It's kind of a bit. It's absurd. When
you know,
if someone, like, allow them to serve, and for someone who hasn't even been in the military to do this, he's not
right.
He's not exactly doing well
with
the LGBT
military family.
What?
Like, that's what also pisses me off. Like, I'm from a fucking military family. Like, my aunt's a retired lieutenant colonel, for fuck's sakes.
I can only imagine how angry she is.
Oh, and, like, my uncle, you know, is a retired drill sergeant. My dad, retired MP. Three of my cousins right now are currently on the Reagan. And two more are currently in Quantico. So, yeah.
Yeah. No, we feel where you're coming from. But, like, also, when it comes down, what happens is just
exactly. That's the answer right there. It's just that. Like,
it's just
appalling.
Exactly.
That it's just silence.
It's like, we're in silence.
The silence that is really.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Yes, I'm coming home again.
You again.
Exactly.
That's a good song. I'm sorry.
Now we
gotta play Simon Garfunkel
and
Disturbed.
Right.
But also, you know, the fact is that among the army and among people with disabilities, they always say to people with disabilities, go and reach your dreams, right?
Yeah.
How can we do that?
How can we do that to keep limiting us?
Mm-hmm.
We just gotta follow the ways of Shia LaBeouf, man. Just fucking do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And scream in a copper too every now and then.
Right.
And maybe dig a couple holes or two.
Or I two mean, or three.
Or four.
Probably either six.
Or five.
Or four, or five, or six, or eight, or nine, or ten.
Mm-hmm.
525,000.
Yeah. 600.
Yeah.
Whatever. But, like, the reality of it, I think, is that what we're really here to point out is that the ADA, yes, it's helped a lot of people. However, does it help the people it's meant to help?
Mm-hmm. That's a really good question.
Right now, it definitely needs work.
I agree. It definitely does.
I mean, does it help and then go and then does it really help the people who are the people who are I mean, the people who it's meant to help. You know, this whole article that we're going to go into in 2 minutes, because that was the preamble to this, was that in many ways we have moved forward, in many ways we have moved backwards. How do you know where we are at this point in time? They're saying that we're moving forwards. Well, then, in the spiral that is the jobs spiral, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How come you're not giving more people with disabilities the chance to thrive? The able accounts are one thing. That's great, but that's about money. Okay, that's about money. We helped on the show get that passed. That's about money.
Yes, we did.
That's about money, folks. When does the hiring come in? When do we get our shot?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when does it happen?
What?
When does it happen? I mean, like...
When is it my turn?
Yeah.
And the fact, when is it our turn? The fact is that, yes, you have autism, drama, set to err on ABC this fall with Freddie Highmore. Not to say that Freddie Highmore is not a great actor, but
more people need to get roles with disabilities.
The thing is about
much more.
Right. The thing is about fucking autism. Not let's get the guy who was, I love Bates Motel, right? But it's not let's get the guy from Bates Motel you know, to play somebody who's autistic. Even though he may look autistic. Come on. You know, the fact is, that on dozens were arrested also on Capitol Hill, okay?
Yeah.
For supporting them, all right? From ADAPT, yes, ADAPT is trying their hardest to make an impact, and we love ADAPT, and we support you guys. But when it comes to things like ADAPT or anything like that, it's kind of like, you know, they're chanting, I'd rather go to jail than die without Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then when they tried to put this bill in front of the Senate, they were getting backlash from the hallway saying, don't pass the bill. Don't pass the bill.
Yeah.
Kill the bill. Kill bill. Exactly what they're saying. You know, yet, they get arrested because they're in front of somebody's office and the interns look blindly past the fact that they're getting trailed out and they can't say jack shit because they work for somebody who's from Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Who looks like grandma, you know,
mm-hmm.
come on, really, you know, and the fact is, it's the 27th anniversary of the ADA,
which means,
for all we know, for all we know, okay, for all we know, Green Hood, Pink Hood, Johnny, for all we know, he just said, I don't even know what the ADA is.
Right.
But yet, the funnier part of this entire thing is how many complaints have been filled with the ADA complaints against the Trump administration alone?
A lot.
Yet he signs a proclamation thing for people with disabilities.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, he wants to cut Medicare.
Right. Today we pay special respect. Right. Today we pay special respect to the contributions of more than 56 million living Americans with people with disabilities. So you're paying tribute while you're stripping our rights away.
That's messed up.
It's like,
that's like kicking the fucking balls.
It's like we love you while being kicked in the nuts.
Yeah, we love you. We love you. We love you. Ow, that fucking hurts. We love you. It fucking hurts. Ow! Stop!
Stop kicking me in the dick!
Right, stop kicking me in the balls!
We love you, now get a job.
Right, we love you. We love you, little Albert. But we want you to get a job. I can't because I'm mentally disabled. You can. You're mentally handicapped. Or you're mentally equipped. No, I can't. Why? Because of my mental health. What mental health? You're not explained. What if I spent the age that I am explaining to you guys since I was born?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, you suddenly forgot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Disability America, it goes on to say, disability Americans in the workforce already contribute substantially to our nation's productivity and prosperity. Yes,
mm-hmm.
while taking and running with the money that we deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And then on special days, you get...
Right.
On special days, they'll go, oh, we made a big, huge write-off to your organization, so leave us the fuck alone.
Right. And potentially the organizations that don't help you with disabilities.
And then the organizations that think they help with disabilities, but they really don't help with disabilities because of the fact that they think that they're really being morally just and all of that. But I could tell you so many organizations that have the label of helping us, but they don't really help us. They shove people with degrees into janitorial positions right down to this like crap heap of society, you know. And when we say we're more than that, no, you're not. Get back in your corner.
We're looked at like a can of peas,
right? Or a can of sardines, or something along those lines. You know, Green Hood, do you have anything to impart?
Not really.
Really?
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 Wow. So this article, now, you can cover this article,
That
now with this happening, this article basically says how many people go down and say, oh, yes, you can do, but the statistics are saying something completely different. The statistics are saying are saying something absolutely completely different as to what we know as our normal life experiences.
Right.
We can't land jobs. Why? Because we're either mentally handicapped,
mm-hmm.
or we're crazy, or we're this, or we're that. It makes no sense. In this article, some economists suggest that the ADA may have been less likely for the employers to hire people with disabilities because the costs might incur. Okay.
But yet,
disability mm-hmm. advocates point out that Americans with disabilities face a host of complex issues such as stigmas, lower education, higher rates of poverty, which adds to difficulties yep. of finding a job. Wow, to say
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it goes on to say, my organization has been collecting data on disability going back to the mid-1980s when we first did our so-called first gap surveys, which also reports on the quality of life for people with and without disabilities looking at the gaps, says the president of the National Council of Organization on Disability. And a number of gaps have been closing. Unemployment, unfortunately, is the one thing that hasn't been even approved. You know, the reality of it is that we're not stupid. You
no,
know,
we're not
stupid.
Yeah,
Green Hood.
That's a definite.
Green Hood.
Yeah.
Are you? No.
Am I stupid?
No.
No, you're not.
Oh,
stupid.
I'm really stupid.
No, I meant. Yeah, I meant. You know, I can't get a job because I checked one box. You know,
and
I can't
and people just want to limit us, and that doesn't help either.
No, it doesn't.
Right, and then
and
we don't
and
have
they
problems.
Even get write-offs too for
right.
people. So what about something for those that are working there and then get the boot when they get their tax deduction?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it almost looks like free work to them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like free labor.
Yeah, the mm-hmm. fact is when it comes to the workforce, pushing for greater diversity is often overlooked by people with disabilities. Yes, it is overlooked because they don't think that people with schizophrenia, autism, ADHD can actually achieve when we can.
Yes, we can. We can make a
difference
too.
And the fact is the aging of America's workforce may be the forefront of the issue because one out of age of 65 to 69 have a disability. But out of 10 people for every person who's 25 to 44. Sound very familiar? Because we all fit that
mm-hmm.
age range.
Yeah,
yeah
we're
that age range. Right.
Well, actually, I'm not in the 25 area yet. I'm in the 23 area.
Yeah.
Such a young buck.
Still.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I'm a young buck that'll kick your fucking ass if you say that again.
That's a young laddie.
Oh yeah,
that's better.
But yet, the old standard is get a job because you're hardworking.
That might be true, but if no one's going to hire us, we're pretty much...
Then you make your own work. I mean...
Yeah.
The reality of that... Yeah, you were going to say Green Hood?
Did you just totally call me Blink Hood?
No, I did not.
You just about call me Blink Hood.
Blink Hood 182.
No, I apologize. That was kind of like a weird... That was like a weird burp thing. Like, that just came out of my mouth. That was just like a weird, like, bit thing.
Yeah. The reality of it, Green Hood, is what?
Out,
I mean... Yeah. The reality of it is what? I mean... Is that we stay in these jobs and we don't really get anything out of them.
I know the feeling right now.
Yeah. We don't really, I mean, not out of this podcast, but...
No, but
we're
talking the job life.
Yeah, the job's the one that,
the one that wants to make feel like you're having a fucking stroke, that one.
Oh
this
yeah,
a,
I mean, I was at a certain department store that will not be named. I'm just going to give you a hint. It's the first letter of it could be considered B, and I'll let you fill in the rest.
Oh,
but it's a national.
Totally, it's totally
what?
Fucking Bed Bath and Beyond.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, let's just call it Bed Bath and Beyond.
Right under the bus.
Yeah, right under the bus. Thanks. Let's just call it Bed Bath and Beyond.
They'll trick a triple B if you get my drift.
Yeah, triple
right.
B, exactly. Bed Blood and Beyond. That's what I would call it.
Bob's Burgers and Beyond.
Blood Bath and Beyond.
Blood Bath and Beyond. Very, very good, but... Not close. But anyway...
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it does. But the fact is that when you apply for them, I mean, it was my experience, when you apply for them, it's kind of a thing. They treat you properly.
Because retail
they treat you nicely.
People.
But once you actually get in there, I spent 4 years doing absolutely nothing. You know... And they say, oh, yeah, but they shift you to every conceivable area of the shop. I'm going to say that as a former employee of them, that
there goes our sponsorship.
What?
There goes our sponsorship.
Oh, no. No, we would never.
Yeah.
But
no.
The fact is, former employee of them, I didn't get very much out of it. I got really good friends out of it, but I didn't get that much out of it. You know, I did it for a paycheck because I was in college, you know, and I said, I need a job. But yet, who I would love to bring on is Carol Glazer, who's the president of the National Organization of Disability, for her take on it. If we can get a hold of her. Other factor is that the ADA is a civil rights law that is improved physical access to schools, public spaces, and other buildings while also guaranteeing legal protections. The fact is that they're not paying attention to the fact that, yes, higher education for people with disabilities are very different from higher education for persons without disabilities who are in banks and other things. I mean, the other factor is that when you are employed with a disability, you can either disclose it or not disclose it. If you disclose it, prepare not to be hired.
Exactly.
You know, and it is it.
See that's why I'm smart, and I don't tell them about my disability until after I get hired.
Oh right, does that work?
Sneaky motherfucker.
Yeah, does that work? I mean,
it
like
It's worked
it
for
works.
Me. I don't know if it works for other people, but it's worked for me.
It's worked okay for me. Like, when I say I'm a playwright, they go, oh, you must make a lot of money. No, unfortunately, you don't, you know.
Unless you, you know, end up writing fucking Hamilton or some shit.
Yeah, unless you write a Hamilton, exactly.
Then you make a load of money.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you don't make a crap load of money. But you do earn a good communications degree, I'll say that. But yeah, the reality of it is that today is a very important day.
Yes.
A very, very important day. But then also, what's even more important is that if they would give us a shot to prove ourselves, maybe, you know, we would get farther.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Maybe.
And that's a very big maybe. Because
like huge emphasis on maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Like maybe.
Maybe I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Right.
Maybe add a maybe before the maybe.
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 Yeah,
maybe.
Kinda. And no.
Yeah.
Maybe to maybe, you know. I mean, we will see.
Yeah.
We will see. I think that when you, I think that when you see, when you see, you know, money in your pocket, that's when you've made it.
Exactly.
You don't.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. It doesn't take a brain scientist to hire somebody.
Nope.
To give them a shot, and I don't believe that in America, at least, where, you know, when they said it was going to be a horrible administration for women, they might as well have included disabilities too, because we're getting everybody's. It seems like everybody is getting tossed under the bus. Everyone.
Oh, so many people.
Mm-hmm.
So many people.
Oh.
Then, unless you're perfect.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I mean, this just in, regarding the scandal that is the presidency. The fat cat is particularly disturbed that Mueller can actually dig through his tax returns.
Maybe.
It might be nice. It might be nice to have Mueller on your side.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, to have Mueller on your side. Exactly. And then, like, the reality of it is that Mueller's no dummy. Neither are we. You know? The reality of it is, come on. With the AEA behind us, why can't you why can't you do the good thing? Do the good thing,
mm-hmm.
not the bad thing. Hire. Don't fire. Hire.
Hire.
Keep on hiring. Because
it's like a really bad reality show and people are just eating it up.
And the worst thing is that it could have been so different if last November this asshole didn't win the presidency.
I can't even think about Tet right now.
I can't either.
Me neither.
It's impossible.
It's impossible. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But I will say this. I mean, at least for me, you know, in regards to, you know, continuously pushing the barriers from behind this mic, we will continue to do that. That's not going to go anywhere.
Nope.
We will continue to talk about
this.
Nope,
we're not.
Our ratings will continue to grow. Our ratings against young people will continue to grow this fall. There's a lot of things that we have planned and a lot of things that you're going to listen to, and you're going to be really happy you did.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
You know, we can't say exactly what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But all we can tell you...
There's a lot in store. That's all we can say.
There's a lot in store. There's a lot in store. You will think that you're listening to another podcast, but when we've just done a lot of revamping. And this is why we're bringing up all these pieces, so we can hide what we've been revamping. But you'll have to tune in and see exactly what we've been doing in several months' time. You know. But yeah, so on Monday's show, we don't have anything yet, but we will, and we'll alert. You
something
know, we'll,
something will happen.
Something will happen.
We don't have anything right now, but what I can tell you is. We're getting an answering machine.
Oh yes, we are.
Yes.
So we are getting an answering machine, and Black Hood is definitely going to be leaving answering messages on that answering machine, stuck from a camel in Africa, where he basically has one bar left to his name, and it's a chocolate bar.
Can we get cheesy 80s answering machine tones?
We can do that. That's a definite. We can do that. That could be in store.
Yeah, hurry up and talk to the beep.
Beep.
Yeah, wait for the beep.
Please leave your message after the beep. The beep. The beep. Beep, 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 beep. That's right. You know,
I'm sorry we can't take your call right now, but please leave a message and we'll get right back to you.
Exactly.
Wait for the beep.
Beep. Exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just grabbed on the air. There you go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know.
And I should quit my day job.
We will have an answering machine. Feel free to leave us messages via Facebook and Twitter. We will do our best to return to them. And, you know, amazing things are happening around here. And
yes. That we cannot say.
That we cannot say just
which
yet.
Which is our little secret.
Right.
We cannot say.
I told you we'd have to kill
say.
You.
Exactly. Exactly. But
right. Yeah, I would tend to go with Green on that.
Yeah. If we told you, we'd have to do something really bad, and we don't want to. Exactly. We don't want to do that.
Sitting in the studio over here, so.
Right. We will have more on Monday, and something will come up. Guaranteed, and we'll be ripping
something
on
will make your jaw drop like what
yeah.
the
exactly what huh
mm-hmm.
what the hell but like really we'll have stuff on Monday, and we are sorry for Mondays and Wednesdays being so this Monday and Wednesday being so deep, but
I think everything that is going on, it's kind of we have to do our due diligence and be deep.
Well, not too deep, but deep enough.
Not too deep, but deep
but
enough.
Deep enough.
Enough to keep
the
point
under.
Yeah, exactly. So, I guess this is the end for tonight. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Night.
Good night.
Good night.